奉主耶稣的圣名，让我们来开始第一节的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin the first session of the spiritual convocation.
我们唱诗，诗百首。
400。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先来祷告，求主带领我们今天的灵恩聚会。
Now we're going to pray together and ask God to guide today's spiritual convocation.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Be with everyone.
我想用早上跟下午跟大家来学习漂泊的世代。
I'd like to use the morning and the afternoon to share this topic of the wandering four generations with everyone.
在圣经里面记载亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟，这是世代的人。
In the Bible records the four generations of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
但是如果我们仔细看这个世代，你可以发现这个世代人生活都不是很稳定。
If we look at these four generations, their life is not very stable.
就是到处漂泊。
They wander everywhere.
但是这世代的人在神在他们身上的恩典却很丰富。
Yet God's blessing is abundant on these four generations.
神甚至称他是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And God even called himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
今天我们回头过来看我们生活。
When we look back into our own lives,
我们大家都希望过得很稳定的生活。
We all want to live a very stable life.
特别年纪越大，你越不想搬家。
Especially when you are advanced in age, you do not want to relocate.
但是事实上，你想不想搬家，有时候没有办法由你自己来决定。
But sometimes it is not up to your will whether you want to relocate or not.
如果你看那个美国房地产的这个统计，大概六年到七年，人就会卖房子一次。
If you look at the statistics of real estate, then you'll see that around 6 to 7 years, families will relocate to different locations.
卖房子，卖房子。
To sell their house and relocate.
为什么要卖房子？
Why do they sell their houses?
因为要搬到另外一个地方去。
Because they will relocate to a different location.
为什么要搬家？
But why the relocation?
因为工作改变了。
Because they have a new job.
所以美国是一个极端功利的社会。
So America is a very, it's a society that is very materialistic kind of society.
当一个公司赚钱，他一直在请人。
When a company is making profit, they will continue to hire.
但是当一个公司开始亏本。
But when a company loses,
他有时候一个部门一刀就可以把它消掉。
They can just take away one department all at once.
那这个部门人就要再去找新工作。
And the people in this department would have to go find new jobs.
那如果到退休年龄就没有关系，反正经济已经都很稳定了。
So if people are at the time where they're retiring, it doesn't really matter because they're stable in their financial status.
但是如果在40岁跟50岁，这个就相当的辛苦。
If they're around age 40 to 50 years old, then the life would be very harsh.
因为要面对生活的需要。
Because they actually struggle with the needs of life.
所以为着工作你要搬家。
And due to work, they have to relocate.
其实我在想我们好像说我们在当传道的也是漂泊。
And sometimes I think that as preachers, we also wander.
照美国总会的规定六年要搬家一次。
According to the General Assembly of the True Jesus Church, preachers and family have to relocate every 6 years.
那如果说一个人30岁出来当传道。
If a person became preacher around 30 years old.
那一直做到65岁。
And work until age 65.
他要搬家七次。
Then they have to work, relocate 7 times.
所以如果你不想搬家，我看就很难当传道。
So if you don't like to relocate, then it's hard for you to become a preacher.
那你要当传道，就要准备要搬家。
So if you want to be a preacher, then you have to relocate.
那重要的不是说我们环境的改变。
The most important is not the change of our environment.
重要是我们在这个漂泊的生活当中，到底有什么原则我们要把握。
So the most important thing is in this time of wandering, what are the principles that we must hold on to?
是我们在每一个环境的改变当中，都能够感受神丰盛的恩典。
So in the midst of all the changing environment, what can we hold on to so that we can experience God's mercy and grace?
都能够荣耀神。
And that we can glorify God.
都能够服侍神。
And we can serve the Lord.
那漂泊就已经不是很可怕的一件事情。
So this wandering experience is no longer a very scary experience.
事实上我本身我搬98年搬到东部。
In 1998, I relocated to East Coast.
那04年搬到北加州来。
In 2004, our family relocated to Northern California.
我一直感受到神很清楚的带领。
And I could clearly see God's guidance.
在每一个新的环境也学习到很多。
And in the new environment, I learned a lot too.
所以有时候看到人一生不需要搬家，也觉得也很羡慕，但是有时候看起来也觉得很可惜，他们很多东西学不到。
Sometimes we see other people, they don't ever move in their whole life. Maybe this is good, but on the other hand, it is also unfortunate that they don't learn new things.
因为每一个新的环境都有新的体验，都有新的学习。
Because in a new environment, you have new experience and new learning.
所以只要神抓住了，搬家不一定是不好。
So if you hold on to God, then it's not scary to relocate.
那首先我们来看神怎么在介绍他自己。
So let us see how God introduces himself.
那我们才知道怎么把握住原则。
So that we know how to hold on to our principles.
请看出埃及记第三章。
Let us look at Exodus chapter 3.
好，出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
第五节，神说：不要近前来，应当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的是圣地。第六节。
Six.
又说：我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看见神。这里神对摩西说话。
Here God spoke to Moses.
神说：“我是你父亲的神。”
Here says that I am the God of your fathers.
是亚伯拉的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这个表示这三代的人跟神都有个人的关系。
This means that all the three generations have personal relationship with God.
今天我们在教会里面，你要看信仰传过三代的，不是很容易。
Today in church, if we see that there are three generations that held fast to this faith, it is not an easy thing.
有的第一代信得很好。
But perhaps there's a first generation, they have held on to the faith.
到第二代一半已经不见了。
Until the second generation, half of the members are gone from church.
到第三代，三分之二不见了。
To the third generation, perhaps two-thirds are gone.
这个在教会里面不是不常见的。
And this is not rare in our church.
那这里说我是亚伯拉罕神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And here says God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
这是三代人的神。
This is a three-generation God.
然后第五节说，你把脚上的鞋脱下来。
And verse 5 says, take off your sandals.
因为你所站的是圣地。
For the place where you are standing is holy ground.
那为什么这一块地在这个地方变成圣的？
So why is it that this place became holy ground?
因为在那个时候，神显现在那里。
Because it is when God appeared to him.
所以这个让我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所拜的神是圣洁的神。
So here we could see the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worship is a holy God.
这个圣洁就是代表他光明，没有罪。
And this holiness means that there is no sin, and it's glorious.
这个圣洁也是代表他很公义，他不能够忍受罪的存在。
And holiness also means righteousness, and that God cannot tolerate sin.
那这位神就是亚伯拉罕的神。
And this God is God of Abraham.
也是我们的神。
And this is also our God.
他是圣洁的。
He is a holy God.
好，我们再看第三章的十三节。
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 13.
我看十五节开始。
15。
神又对摩西说：“你要对以色列人说，主你的祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰神、以撒的神，打发我到这里来。主是我的名，直到永远，也是这也是我纪念，直到万代。”16节。
16。
你去召集以色列的长老，对他们说：“主你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神，向我显现，说我实在眷顾的你们，也看见。”在埃及人那样带你们，17节。
17。
我说要将你们从埃及的困苦中领出来。这里介绍神是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
Here introduces God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后说，我知道你们的痛苦。
And here says that God has seen their misery.
那我从天上下来要救你们脱离埃及。
And he will come down from heaven to bring them out of land of Egypt.
所以这一位圣洁的神也是慈爱的神。
And this holy God is also a very loving God.
他虽然在天上，
although he's in heaven,
但是他了解我们在地上的困难跟需要。
Yet he knows our needs and our misery on the land.
在第七节说，以色列人向神呼求，神说我听见了。
And in verse 17 it says that7 says that the Israelites called out to God and he has heard them.
我也知道他们的痛苦。
And he also knew of their misery.
我要来下来救他们。
And he will come down to save them.
这个就是我们所拜的神。
This is a God that we worship.
有时候我们常常觉得神这么高啊，那我生活上的一些痛苦神知道吗？
Sometimes we think God is so high above in heaven. Does he really know our needs and our sufferings?
神知道的。
God really knows.
有时候我们讲说神这么伟大，我这么渺小，难道神在乎我这个人吗？
And sometimes we think that God is so almighty and powerful, and I am so minute, and I am nothing. So why does God care for me?
神真的愿意来下来帮助我们，拯救我们。
But God is really willing to come down from heaven to help us.
这是神的第二个特色。
This is the second characteristic of God.
他是怜悯的。他要来帮助我们。
He is a compassionate God, and He wants to help us.
我们再看第四章出埃及记。
Let's look at chapter 4 of Exodus.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神对摩西说：“伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中仍变为杖。”第五节。
Verse 5.
如此好叫他们信主，他祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神，向你显现了。这里神叫做告诉摩西。
Here God told Moses.
说以色列百姓不信我。
That the Israelites are stiff-necked and would not believe in me.
因为他已经在旷野住了40年了。
Because they had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
那个王公王孙的身份，那个早就已经人都忘记了。
And they have forgotten that he was the grandson of the Pharaoh.
那现在要去带领以色列百姓，那人就不信他，也不听他。
And so when he went to lead the Israelites, the people would not believe in him and would not put their trust in him.
那神说，你把你手的杖放在地上。
So God said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail.
这个杖是死的，是一个干的木头。
And this staff is actually not alive. It's just a dry, it's just a stick staff.
但是一放到地上就变蛇，变活的。
Yet when he put it on the ground, it became alive. It became a snake.
然后你尾巴再拿起来，它又变成一根杖。
And when he took hold of the snake by its tail, it turned back into the staff.
这个是不可能变成可能的。
And this is the impossible but became possible.
这个在证明神的权柄跟能力。
This talks about God's authority and power.
所以摩西就拿这根杖，神的权柄跟能力，带领以色列百姓。过红海，经过迦南。
So Moses carried with him the staff.
经过旷野。
Which took the staff with him, and this staff also has authority and power of God to go through wander through the wilderness.
所以亚伯兰所拜的神就是全能的神。
So the God that Abraham worship is an almighty God.
那今天这个神就是我们所拜的神。
And this same God is the same God that we worship.
他是圣洁的。
He's holy.
他是慈爱的。
He's compassionate.
他是全能的。
And he is almighty and powerful.
那我们在这个漂泊的生活当中，到底我们需要有什么原则？
So when we are wandering in on this earth, what kind of principle should we hold on to?
使这一位神也能够变成我们的神。
So that this God can also become our God.
好，那我们就来看亚伯拉罕的他的在漂泊生活当中有几个重要的原则，他的把握。
So let's look at the example of Abraham. When he was wandering, he had some principles that he held on to.
我们在这个上面看到有四点。
There are four points.
这个是我们需要学习的。
These are the four points we need to learn.
第一点。
First.
亚伯拉罕从次好的追求最好的。
Abraham, he learned to obtain what is so good to
second best
to the best.
好，我们先来看创世纪的十一章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
说亚伯兰带着他的儿孙亚伯兰和他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德并且他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来出来到加勒里的吾尔要往迦南地去，他们走到哈兰就住在那个地方。这个地方说亚伯兰他们第一次的搬家就是从吾尔搬到哈兰。
And this is the first relocation of Abraham's family, and that is to Ur to Haran.
但是他们最后的目的地是迦南地。
And the final destination is the Canaan.
但是走到一半在哈兰他就住在那里。
Yet when they were halfway, they settled down in Haran.
我们知道乌尔就是现在的伊拉克。
We know that Ur is the present time Iraq.
它是一个古城。
It is an ancient city.
但是乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
But Ur was a city of idol worshipping.
那神要兴起一族完全敬拜独一的神。
And God wanted to have this, a whole nation that just worship him alone.
所以叫他们要出他的故乡乌尔。
So he wanted Abraham to leave this land of Ur.
那到了哈兰就住在那里。
And when they settled, when they went to Haran, they settled there.
哈兰大概是现在的叙利亚。
And Haran is now the Assyria.
他觉得这个不错，就住在那里。
So they thought it was good, so they settled there.
但是到了十二章。
But to chapter 12,
神就对亚伯兰说话。
God said to Abraham.
说。我们看第一节
Verse 1,
说主对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家 我所要指示你的地方去。
And God said to Abraham, leave your country, your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you.
那个地方是哪里？
So what is this place?
那个地方当然就是迦南地。
And that place is probably the land of Canaan.
所以第四节亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐去了。
So verse 4, Abraham just left and he did according to God's instruction.
然后罗德也跟着他同去。
And Lot went with Abraham too.
那个时候75岁。
At that time Abraham was 75.
那一块地是牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
And that place was full of honey and good land.
神应许给他们。
It is a promised land God has given to him.
在这一块地他要有敬虔的后代来继承这一块地。
It is in this land that he will have offspring that will be devout to God.
我们今天来到美国。
Today we came to the U.S.
有的人觉得就像迦南地
Some people feel that this is the land of Canaan.
这个是一个很富足的地方。
This is a very wealthy place.
很快我们来到美国几年的奋斗也都有成就了。
And it's soon time passed and we have come to the U.S. and we also have some success.
第一个有帽子了，你学位拿到了。
First, you have a hat. That means you have your degree.
那第二个有配偶了，妻子。
Second, you have your partner in life.
第三个有孩子了。
Third, you have children.
第四个有房子了。
Fourth, you have a house.
第五个有车子了。
Five, you have a car of your own.
那本来都是二手车，现在变新车，新车变成名贵车。
And you at first you have second-hand car, but you have new car, then you have a brand name car.
所以我们就很满足了。
So we become very satisfied.
天天过着感谢神，就很满足了。
And if we live a life of thanksgiving every day, then we're satisfied.
不错，这个都是神的恩典。
These are all the blessings of God.
但这是在哈兰。
But this is at Haran.
这个是次好的。
This is second best.
因为连没有敬拜神的人，他也有。
Because even those who do not worship God also have these.
因为神也祝福他们。
Because God also bless them.
所以这是次好的。
So this is only second best.
那如果我们只停留在哈兰。
But if we only stay in Haran,
我们只停留在这个神的恩典里面。
And we only stay in God's blessing.
这个很可惜啊。
This is a very pitiful.
因为神要祝福我们最好的。
Because God wants to give us the best.
那个最好的是什么？
What is the best?
最好的是属灵的。
And the best is the spiritual.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
Because something that we can see is temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
That we cannot see is forever, eternal.
所以这是属灵的。
So this is spiritual.
因此我们在看一个人还没有进入中年之后，他的斗志很高。
If a person has not reached the middle age stage, they will have a firm determination.
所以他需要一个成就，他要很努力。
They will continue to strive, so they will become successful.
但是一到进到中年以后，
Once they have reached the middle age,
我们人就好像没有一个再更高的层次去努力。
It seems like there's no higher stage for middle-aged people to pursue.
所以除了上班之外，就是怎么样去享受买新的东西，然后世界上到处去旅游，看看新的环境，就是这样而已。
And it seems as other than work, you just go around the world to travel and then buy new stuff.
这是很可惜的。
This is actually very pitiful.
一个对一个有信仰的人，如果我们的人生就是这样，那是很可惜的。
So for a person of faith, if our life is like this, then this is very pitiful.
那要怎么样让我们的生活会更好像充满着活力？
So how do we actually enliven our life?
要追求更好的。
We need to pursue the best.
就是进到迦南。
And that is we need to enter the land of Canaan.
就是去追求那一块属灵的地图。
We need to go and pursue the spiritual land.
就是神要给我们的。
And it is something that God wanted to give us.
我们知道，中年以前人追求成就。
We know that before middle age, people want to pursue status in this world.
所以你知道，所以有人讲啊，30岁很注重你受什么教育。
And at age 30, people care about what kind of education you have received.
到40岁，很注重你有什么成就，你在公司有什么地位。
And at age 40, people probably ask you what kind of status do you hold in your company.
但是到了50岁，
But when you reach 50,
这个已经不是重要。
This is no longer important.
你什么学校，你在公司做什么，那是你的事，不重要。
What college you graduate or what position you hold is no longer important.
那到50岁，到底我们又在想什么？
So at age 50, what do you think about?
就是在想意义。
So if you think about meaning of life.
你这样活着有什么意义？
And you think about what is the meaning of life.
再来就是想价值。
And then you also think about the value system in your life.
你这样，这种生活方式，到底你的价值在哪里？
And if you live in such a lifestyle, what is the value system of your life?
除非我们的追求能够再往上一层。
Other, if we cannot continue to pursue to a higher level,
不然成就里面没有神，就是所罗门的生活。
So if we continue to pursue materialistic without pursuing spiritual advancement, then this is like Solomon.
成就里面没有神，就是那个财主拉撒路那个财主。
If we in our success there is no God, then it's like that rich man in the story of Lazarus.
所以我们。一到了这个一个世界上，你到一定的程度之后，再接下去我们就是要把心放在最好的。
So once you have reached a certain level in this society, then you have to put your heart into something that is even better.
最近我在看东南亚在征收这个志工训练。
And recently I have seen reports of the Asian countries.
志工教会的 volunteer
to ask volunteers to help out with holy work.
有6个长子报名。
And there are around 6 holy workers that have volunteered.
他们就是要经过训练之后，在教会里面做更深入的服事。
After they have been trained by the church, then they will continue to do more work for the church.
我最近在台湾遇到一个以前认识的同龄。
And recently in Taiwan, I met a member in church.
他比我还年轻。
He is younger than me.
他本来在大学里面教书。
He used to be a professor at university.
但是他那工作辞掉，他出来读这个神学研究所。
He resigned from his position of teaching to go to theological school to study, to become preacher.
我想一个人到了一定程度，我们再仔细去思想之后，你一定会发现，我们一定要进入更深一个层面的属灵的追求。
So when a person reaches a certain level of success, they want to pursue something even better that is spiritual.
这样我们的生活才会有意义，才有价值，才会丰盛。
And this means that our life will become more meaningful and our value system will have a right direction.
这是亚伯兰第一个原则。
This is the first principle of Abraham.
第二个原则。
Second principle.
我们看亚伯兰呢，他的一生啊，就是从领受一直演变到付出。
We could see that in, throughout Abraham's life, first he received and then later in his stage of life, he offered himself.
他从领神领受那个应许，还有那个神给他的迦南地。
He received the promise of God, the land of Canaan.
但是我们可以看到他的后半生，他一直在付出。
We could see the later half of his life, he continued to give himself.
但是那个付出并没有使亚伯兰贫穷，反而使亚伯兰经历神更丰盛的恩典。
Yet in giving, he did not become poor. In fact, on the contrary, he received more of God's blessings.
第一个付出。
The first giving.
就是当他跟罗德有冲突的时候。
When he had the argument with his nephew Lot.
十三章的第七节。
In chapter 13, verse 7,
相争
quarreling.
为什么相争？
Why the quarrel?
因为财产很多。
Because there were a lot of possessions.
这是利害的冲突。
And this is actually possession of benefit.
那这两个人是亲人。
And these two people are relatives.
那亚伯兰怎么去处理？
How did Abraham take care of this matter?
那亚伯兰说哈，我们是骨肉，第八节。
In verse 8, Abraham said that we are brothers.
这是最重要。
This is most important.
不可以争。
So do not quarrel.
好，你先选。
You pick first.
你向左，我向右；你向右，我向左。
If you pick the right, I'll pick the left. If you pick the left, I'll pick the right.
罗德也很现实，他选最好的。
And Lot is actually, he saw what's best and he picked it.
次好留给亚伯拉罕。
And the second best, he left for Abraham.
但是对亚伯拉罕，他已经预备接受。最不好的。
But Abraham had already in mind that he would take the second best.
但是他的理想就是亲情最重要。
But what his goal in his heart is that brotherhood is more important.
但是十四节，罗德离开亚伯兰以后，神就向他显现。
And after Abraham and Lot parted, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
神就跟他祝福。
And the Lord blessed him.
因为他做的是神喜欢的。
Because what he did was to God's liking.
所以人生很短啊，我们弟兄姐妹或者一个亲的家庭里面呢，不要为着利益而搞得翻脸成仇人。
We know that we have short life, so let us not have quarrels with our brothers and sisters and our families.
只要我们所做的是站在神的这一边。
If what we do is, if we stand on the side of God,
神一定会祝福我们。
Then God will bless us.
这个是亚伯兰的原则。
And this is Abraham's principle.
在漂泊当中，他抓住神。
In the midst of wandering, he held on to God.
神给他更丰富。
And God gave him even more, better.
这是不简单，这需要一个原则。
And this is not easy, so this does require a firm determination.
好，那我们再看到的十八章。
Let us look at chapter 18.
这个十八章里面呢，我们就看到有一边第一节开始，有一天亚伯兰在帐门口乘凉。
And in verse 18, chapter 18, verse 1 says that Abraham was sitting in the shade.
那他看到三个人。
And he saw three people.
站在对面。
To who stood in front of him.
那其实这个三个人啊，天气很热。第一节说天气很热。
And in the verse says that the weather was very hot.
那不是这个三个人来请亚伯拉罕，你帮我什么？
And it is not these three people who asked Abraham for help.
那是亚伯兰跑去俯伏在前面说，如果我能蒙恩了，求你不要离开我仆人。
And it was Abraham who hurried from to the entrance of his tent to meet them and asked them if he could be of service to them.
那亚伯兰这样做，其实亚伯兰邀来很多的麻烦。
And when Abraham did this, he probably invited a lot of trouble.
现在人都不需要麻，不想有麻烦。
A lot of people nowadays don't want to have trouble.
但是亚伯兰就是怜悯这个三个人，天气这么热，一定很可怜啊，一定很困倦。
And Abraham had compassion for these three people because it was the heat of the day and they were probably very tired.
所以他就施出爱心了。
So he had love for these people.
结果圣经说他不知不觉他接待了天使。
And it says in the Bible that he had taken care of three angels.
好，所以我们读过到十四节。
Verse 14.
好。说神说神所说的岂有难成呢？到日子明年，我必回到这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
所以后来得到一个孩子。
And later he had a son.
这就他付出所得到的。
And this is because Abraham had given himself, and therefore he received.
那到二十二章，我们看亚伯兰对神的付出。
And let us see in chapter 22 how Abraham had given himself to God.
这个考试相当的，标准相当高。
And this is actually a very, very hard test.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神说，带你的儿子，你的独生儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚去，在那里我要指示你山呢，把它献为燔祭。这里特别说，你独生的儿子只有一个。
And God said to Abraham, take your only son whom you love.
第二个是你所爱的。
Second is that whom you love.
那你把它献给我。
Bring him and sacrifice him to me.
那这个是一个考试。
This is an exam.
要考试什么？
What is this test?
要考试在亚伯兰的心里面谁最重要。
And this is a test to see who is most important in Abraham's heart.
是神比较重要。
Whether it's God.
或者是他自己比较重要。
Or himself.
如果他爱自己超过神，他不会给他。
If he loves himself more than God, then he will not give his only son to God.
如果他爱神超过他自己，他就会给他。
If he loves God more than he loves himself, then he would give his offer his son to God.
圣经说亚伯拉罕就第二天一大早就出去了。
And the Bible says early in the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled at his donkey and went out.
走了三天。
And he had traveled 3 days.
这个三天就是让他头脑里面一起思想，你真的吗？你真的要把这个献给神吗？
And these 3 days are time for Abraham to think about whether he really wanted to offer Isaac to God.
这个不是一时感情的冲动，这是理性的决定。
It is not a decision of emotion, but it's actually a very logical decision.
但是他真的要动刀要杀的时候，
Yet when he was about to slaughter his son.
十二节天使说，你不要下手。
And the angel came down and says, do not lay a hand on this boy.
我知道你是敬畏神。
I know that you fear God.
你没有将你的儿子，独生儿子留下不给我。
And you have not withheld your only son from me.
结果神就开始祝福他。
And God started to bless him.
17节。
17.
天上的福，地上的福都要给你。
And God will give him blessings from the heaven and on this earth.
所以我们今天要学习。
So today we need to learn.
其实我们已经拥有很多。
Actually, we have a lot already.
最近美国总会通过一个决议。
Lately, the GA of the U.S. has passed a resolution.
所有会讲英文的传道全部要去非洲一次，至少要一次。
All the preachers who know how to speak English, they have to visit Africa at least once.
你看，200年前，宣教士到非洲传福音。
If we look at history, 200 years ago, there are missionaries who went to Africa.
你想他到非洲里面付出多少？
Think about how much they have offered themselves to working in Africa.
把他的命都付出去了。
They even gave their lives to in Africa.
他们做了施洗约翰的工作。
They have done the work of John the Baptist.
所以我们现在去传福音很简单。
So when we go to Africa, it's easier.
所以他们做的也有价值。
So what they had done is full of meaning.
如果现在回教是全部都是回教国家，你进都进不去。
If all the countries are Muslim, then you cannot even go into the country.
那我们现在到非洲去。
So now when we go to Africa.
那我们就在相比较之下，你就知道我们拥有多少。
And in comparison, we could see how much we actually have.
那神给我们这么多，要做什么？
What God has given us so much, but what do we do with what He has given us?
就是要让我们学习去付出。
And that is for us to learn to give part of ourselves, offer ourselves to others.
给神，给人。
To God and to other people.
那神会给我们更多。
And God will give us even more.
举个最实际来讲。
Yeah, let us talk a practical example.
好像说十一捐。
Like the tithe.
啊，如果我们教会每个人都献十一捐。
If everyone in our church offer tithe.
十块钱献一块钱。
$10, you offer $1 out of $10.
教会的财力会非常非常的丰富。
Then the financial status will be very good.
特别是我们在湾区每一个人收入都相当高。
Especially in the Bay Area, everyone's income is pretty high.
你如果没有高，你没有办法在这个地方住下。
If your income is not pretty high, you're not able to live in this area.
我们能够住下来表示我们的 income 相当高。
If you are able to live in this area, that means that you have...Your income is pretty high.
但是圣经说十分之一，这是神。
And the Bible tells us that, we should offer tithe 10% to God.
是不是叫我们奉献全财产
？It doesn't ask us to offer all our possessions.
是你所赚的十分之一。
And it is only 1/10 of what we have earned.
那用这样来表示我们对神的感恩。
And this is a way for us to thank God.
还有我们对神的敬畏。
And also a way of showing fear to God.
因为这是神讲的。
Because God has said this.
所以如果我们在漂泊的生活当中，我们懂得把神给我们的再付出去给神，那我们会体会更丰盛的生活。
So in our days of wandering, if we're able to learn to offer ourselves to God and to other people, then we will receive even more.
第三个。
Third point.
在这个漂泊的生活里面，亚伯拉罕注重信仰的承传。
And in this time of wandering, Abraham is really, he focuses a lot on the passing of the faith.
因为一直到亚伯拉罕年纪老迈了。
And all the way up to when Abraham is advanced in age.
他一生的体验告诉他一件事情。
All the experiences he had throughout his life tell him one thing.
只要你有神。
If you have God,
你就有一切。
Then you have everything.
这个是他的结论。
Then this is the conclusion.
所以他很急着要把这个神传给他的下一代。
So he is anxious to actually pass on this faith to his next generation.
他很注重信仰的承传。
He especially focused on the passing of faith to the next generation.
这个信仰的承传最重要的一点是什么？
And what is the most important point of passing on faith to the next generation?
他本身的生活是一个见证。
And it is that his own life is a testimony to his next generation.
他不只是告诉他的下一代拜神很好。
He not only tells his next generation that worshiping God is good.
他的生活让他下一代感觉到真的神跟我爸爸同在，我爸爸拜的神真好。
And his lifestyle that he lead actually shows his next generation how wonderful it is to worship God.
所以在这个体验之下，我们看以撒对神也很敬畏。
So in all the experiences, we could see that Isaac also fear and worship God.
但是最后他做的一件事情。
And the last thing that he did.
24章。
Chapter 24.
24章里面呢，就在讲亚伯拉罕关心他孩子的婚姻。
And chapter 24, Abraham cares about his son's marriage.
那这个24章完到25章，亚伯兰就离世了。
At the end of chapter 24 to the beginning of chapter 25, Abraham passed away.
所以亚伯兰离世之前，他最关心的一件事情，我的后代一定信仰很重要。
And before the death of Abraham, he cared a lot about the faith of the next generation.
所以他很在意。
And he...This is one of his most care.
而且在第一节说，神也赐福给他。
And chapter 1 says that God also blessed him.
这个是一个开头，表示在他孩子的婚姻上，神也赐福给他。
And this is only the beginning, and especially in his child's marriage, God also blessed him.
有时候我一直在想，我们圣何西教会啊，真的有一群弟兄姊妹非常热心。
And there are a group ofbelievers in members in San Jose Church that really love God.
做很多圣工。
They do a lot of holy work.
这是很感谢神。
And this is something that's to be thankful for.
但是有很可惜的就是只是这一群人，好像这一群没有办法往外扩张更多人。
But unfortunately, this is only a small group of people. It seems that we could not disperse and have more people joining in the small group to do holy work.
我一直在思想这个问题在哪里。
And I kept thinking what the problem is.
当然有一些问题。
There is a problem.
好像第二代的这个啊信仰的啊这对神的这种体验。
And the one of the problem is the experience of the second generation.
还有一个。
Another one.
我们圣何西教会啊，这个一半没有信主的比例太高。
And in San Jose Church, the other partner who is not a believer is actually very high.
比方说昨天晚上布道会。
For example, yesterday's evangelical service.
我仔细这样看。
When I looked around.
这个一半没有信主来聚会的有多少？
There are how many people are are unbelievers and did not come to the service?
一半没有信主来。他结婚一半没有信主。
The other partner did not come to service.
大概一个或两个。
About one or two.
其他都没有看到。
And the other you would not see.
为什么？
Why?
因为当你一半没有信主。
When your other when your partner is not a believer.
你要发热心很难。
And it's hard for you to be zealous for the Lord.
你要服侍神更难。
And when you want to serve the Lord, it's even harder.
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
那如果我们的下一代。
And if we talk about our offspring.
大部分都是一半没有信主。
And if the majority of our partners are the partners in church are not believers.
这个教会没有力量。
Then there is no power in the church.
所以我们要关心下一代，婚姻很重要。
We need to care about the next generation and the marriage.
求神帮助我们，祝福我们。
May God help us and bless us.
让我们能够相同的信仰结婚。
So that we could have marriage within the same faith.
那第四个。
Fourth point.
在这个漂泊的生活里面啊，亚伯兰很重要一个原则，生活很简单。
In this his life of wandering, Abraham had a very simple life.
我们现在看啊希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
第九节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。第十节
，verse ten，
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。这里讲啊，亚伯兰生活方式。
Here talks about how Abraham led his life。
说他在所应许之地，这是流奶与蜜那块地，他是居住，好像啊啊。帐篷啊，好像客人一样。
He says in his promised land, he was like he was like a stranger in a foreign country because he lived in tents.
好，然后他住在帐篷里面。
And he lived in tents.
这个生活很简单的。
This means he had a simple life.
我常常在旅行啊，旅行到最后发现了。
And I travel a lot and I accumulate experiences.
要怎么样旅行啊最方便？
How do I travel and have a very simple way of traveling?
所以现在大概如果一个月要出差一个月大概一个 carry on 就可以。
And if I will be gone for 1 month, then one carry on is enough.
我第一次到非洲。
The first time I went to Africa,
我带了一大堆的东西去。
I carried a lot of luggage with me.
想到非洲没有东西吃，也带生理面，也带这个罐头那个，哇，那要下海关的时候真的抬不动。
And because I thought there's no food in Africa, so I brought all these canned foods and all these goods. And when I went to the passport, I had a hard time.
那后来我就学习啊。
So later I learned my lesson.
简单，越简单越好。
It's better to be simple.
越方便。
And to because it's more convenient.
越没有挂虑。
And you don't have any worries.
你越容易专心。
And you're able to focus more on God's work.
有一次我看到一个同工带那个Walkman 去。
One time I saw a holy worker company and he brought a Walkman.
那我就很后悔，我也有，我怎么没有带
？And I was very regretful. How come I didn't bring mine?
第二次我就带去了。
Second time I brought mine.
那你带了一个，你要带很多录音带，你不能一个月只听一个录音带啊。
So if you bring this Walkman, you have to bring like the video, you know, the audio cassette. So you need to have enough supply to last 1 month.
那一个月你要用很多电池啊，你要带一堆电池。
And you have to use a lot of batteries, so you have to even bring batteries.
那非洲这个很可贵啊，你又怕别人偷，所以你祷告的时候就夹在两腿之间。
So you're afraid that the people will might take away from you. So when you pray, you put it between your legs.
那你带去不听，你为什么要带？
So if you bring it to Africa and you don't listen to it, so why bring it?
那哪里有时间听？你要找时间听，那你不是不要睡觉吗？
And why? How do you have time to listen? Don't you need to sleep?
所以以后这个都不带。
So later I learned not to bring even those.
所以我们现在在这个人生当中，我们生活太复杂。
So in our lives now, we lead a very complicated life.
其实哦，跟我们敬拜神、爱人、爱神没有关系的，可以简化，尽量简化。
And things that are not related to how we worship God or related to God, we could actually simplify.
你才有办法专心。
Then you could focus more.
在属灵的事情上专心。
On spiritual things.
有时候我很感谢神。
Sometimes I'm very thankful.
我看到弟兄姊妹蒙神祝福。
I see that brothers and sisters are blessed by God.
空口来，现在什么都有。
And they come empty-handed, yet now they have everything.
我都为他们很感谢神。
I'm very thankful for them.
但是有时候我也为自己很感谢神。
And I'm very also thankful for myself.
我对人生活水准的高，我不会羡慕。
I am not envious of those people who lead a very complicated life.
我觉得很感谢神。
I'm very thankful.
神给我现在是最好的，我已经有一切。
What God has given me is the most wonderful. I have everything already.
我在家里常常在想，有什么东西可以丢掉。
Sometimes at home, I think about what things I can throw out.
不需要的尽量丢掉。
Whatever I do not need, I would like to dispose.
越简单越好。
The simpler, the better.
那怎么我们让我们生活能够简单呢？
How do we help ourselves have simpler life?
第十节说，因为他等候那一座城。
And in verse 10 says that he was looking forward to the city.
就是神所经营，神所建造。
And it is the builder. It is the God who is an architect and builder.
就是在天上。
And that is heaven.
所以啊，当一个人注重属灵，你把那个焦点呢、注重对了，你发现很多事情你根本就不需要。
And when one put more focus on a spiritual matter, then they will find they don't need a lot of material things.
这样我们信仰才有力量。
So this is how we gain strength in our faith.
所以第一代的漂泊亚伯兰。
So the first wandering character is Abraham.
我们知道他的人生是有原则的。
We know that he led a life of principle.
所以虽然漂泊，他没有迷失。
Although he was wandering, yet he did not lose himself.
现在很多人漂泊，但是迷失，很可惜。
There are a lot of people who wander and they are lost.
好，我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. 500